This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
From an undisclosed broadcasting location.
This is a test. For the next 60 seconds, this station will conduct a test of the emergency broadcast system.
America, here comes the relief from the pain. Unapologetically, this is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Hour number two. And once again, this is Lock and Load, and now we're going to be joined by a guy who spends, I almost think he spends a lot of his waking moments thinking about how he's going to shoot a handgun, a specific handgun, the various ways to shoot a specific handgun. Does this one work? Does that one work? Does this one work better? That kind of stuff. And the reason he does that is because he's a multi-time world champion, a multi-time national champion shooter, and now he's a Staccato pro, and he's turning in, I like to think of him as a good friend of the show because he's never said no to me yet. They'll come and tell you one when he can, but, you know, till that moment, I've been enjoying our discussions. Joining me again from Virginia is Todd Jarrett. Good afternoon, sir.
Good afternoon, Bill. I hope you're doing great on this beautiful, hot, humid summer that we're having here. And it's kind of aggravating me a little bit. I can't get out and shoot as much as I want. I'm going like, it has been, it's July in Virginia.
Yeah.
So July in South Carolina also.
Yeah. I would think that the ideal thing to do would be to have like a gun range that was cut out of a grove of trees where you had a nice overhead canopy of shade, and at the same time you had a nice impact area down the way, and you could shoot in the shade.
Well, I have one of those. Fortunately, I tell everybody that shooting in the shade is a good thing whenever possible, so you can get more time in, so it cuts off about, you know, eight degrees of intense heat on your body.
Right.
But for me, I'm continuously trying to shoot in the heat, getting ready for competition. So I need to be able to do, like this weekend, I'm going to Pennsylvania to shoot a tournament. And by doing that, I'm going to be out in the open all day long. So I need to train in the heat and understand how my body's going to react. So I'll spend sometimes 4 or 5 hours in direct sunlight. And then I will go back sometime in the afternoon and get ready to do some work on some basic and get in shape.
Well, let's talk about the various components of this, because you are a Staccato pro, and that means you get to run all of the Staccatos. And I know that I want to talk about practical applications of a Staccato. Now, competition-wise, there's all kinds of rigs and all kinds of holsters, and everything's designed for speed and sureness and all this other stuff. How practical is that to walk around wearing one of those on a daily basis?
Well, it's not real practical at all. I mean, there are companies that try to develop holsters for practical applications that are something in between.
Right.
And you would find that more in the, I would say, more in the law enforcement community. So think about law enforcement. They carry an outside the holster, on the belt. You know, most time it's going to be on the hip.
Right.
Along with the other 50 pounds of gear that they got to carry on a regular basis.
Right.
But most of that's going to be, a level 2 or a level 3 holster, which is going to give you security, not only for their self, for, purposes of jumping over fences and running at high speeds and chasing down people. Is that application, feasible for, practical, in the practical world? To tell you the truth, believe it or not, there's not a lot of difference in some of the configurations of holsters that are manufactured today. So I worked for Black Hawk for years. I worked for Safari Land for years. And those are the two big animals in the holster world. So if you're looking to find, any type of application that you are looking for, whether it be deep concealment, behind the hip, inside the pants, or some type of concealment, those two companies have been kind of the, 800-pound gorilla over the years.
Right.
So when I look at, we'll take a, because I use a lot of level 2 holsters that I use for certain applications for 3-gun competition, when I'm training law enforcement or other government agencies out there, I'm not much different in speed with those types of holsters than I am, let's say, in appendix carry, or, you know, something that is deep concealment behind the hip, or something that is exposed behind the hip. So if you practice with those, you can get really good with them, whether it be a level one, level two, or a level three holster. It's just getting your butt to the range and getting home and dry firing with those certain types of holsters that you feel comfortable with.
Right.
So why don't we talk on the hip. So if you are new, you're one of the new, owners of a firearm, you want to learn how to shoot, and you're trying to incorporate, how do I learn how to draw? So those hip holsters, whether it be a Kydex holster, be a level one, level two, or level three holster, those are a good way. They're training wheels is what they are for if you are a new shooter. And so I tell people, I said, you'll end up buying, probably three or four different holsters in your career that you are trying to figure out that you like. So, I mean, I got competition holsters that I use, and I've kind of gotten used to one that I really like. So a company called Recomp out of South Africa, and then we use them in competition all the time. They're extremely fast. They got a locking device on them. They're just, the gun is fully exposed is all it is. It's a post that goes in the end of the barrel, and you can do, I can typically do, 65, 75 draws out of that at a 7-yard target pretty consistently. So if I put a level three holster, which is now we're talking, this is practical application, that may only increase my speed or decrease my speed by 0.2, maybe a quarter of a second. So I can still get that firearm out, but I got to practice with it. And so if I'm not practicing with it and I'm not spending the time that I need to on the range, then I'm going to look like an idiot in front of my students. So for me, I want to make damn sure that I have spent that time with that holster. And I may do that. I may have 4,000 or 5,000 draws getting ready for a class coming up or some type of competition that I'm doing.
Do you think that, do any of the 800-pound gorillas out there, do they make a holster that is both a good training holster, a good carry holster? Have they come up with some sort of formula where they've come up with this little hybrid holster that works both ways?
Yeah, I was involved in several of the holsters that were made over the years. One of my favorite is one from Blackhawk, is called the Omnivore. And basically that is a level two holster. It's thumb activated. So you push down as you grip the gun, as you push that lever down, that will release the holster. And it's a level two. So you can do a barrel roll with it. I can jump over something. It's really secure, but it's extremely fast. But it holds over 500 different types of firearms on the market. And so if your firearm has a rail on it, where you can put either a Surefire light or a stream light on it, it's a light bearing holster, or you can get one that doesn't have a light. So there's a little adapter that goes on it. And so if your listeners out there, they can go to my athlete Facebook page and scroll down. I got several versions of that, holster being used in training techniques. So, it's one of my favorite ones. Savari Land also makes several versions of that, and they make an ALS and SLA. I mean, they make several versions of that. So, and there are other people out there. I mean, Bladetec makes really good holsters. I have multiple Bladetec holsters on the market out there. They have been in the holster business for years, and a lot of the guys that transition that went to work for, these other 800-pound gorillas, started there. And a lot of them are in Kydex is like, Eclipse holsters. I mean, they're not too far from me in Williamsburg, Virginia here. They are very, very, common, and people like their holsters, and they do a great job. I don't have a dog in a fight with them.
Hang on there for me, if you will, Todd. We're going to take a quick break. Talking to Todd Jarrett. We're talking about the practical application of the Staccato. This is the guy who knows all the ways to do it. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
Garand Tactical Innovations is the ultimate one-stop shop for all your competition, law enforcement, and military needs. Home of the weapons of WIC. Now featuring the new Pit Viper. Terran is the one who trained the one, and he is Hollywood's go-to for taking the weapons and training to the next level. His legacy of championship wins spanning across decades is due to his uncompromising dedication to perfection. These innovations are now offered to you at TerranTactical.com.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, but I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Remember what you were doing 4 years ago at this very moment, and how much everything changed a year later. We don't live just anywhere. We live on a crowded island with daily news headlines that make our ancestors spin in their graves. And we all know that tougher days lie ahead. So the real question is, do you have a proper supply of emergency food on hand? If not, now's the time to get some, while things are still relatively calm. The company most Americans choose is My Patriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com to get yourself a 1 week supply of emergency food. It comes in a nifty ammo can that's loaded with delicious meals you'll love. No skimping with these meals, as you'll get 2,000 calories per day. You'll like the special $30 savings available this week only on this 1 week supply of emergency food, too. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at TeamG'day.com, and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. TeamG'day.com. TeamG'day.com.
And welcome back. We're talking to staccato pro and former world champion shooter Todd Jarrett. We're talking about practical applications as it comes to it. Now, you shoot and train. We were just talking about all the holsters you've had experience with and everything else. You know, you know the various positions on your body. You look at your body as a 360-degree platform to mount a gun on, don't you?
That's correct. And it's let's talk about concealed carry.
Okay.
So concealed carry is a, you know, it's super popular in the U.S. You know, we got, you know, everybody's, you know, carrying a gun now, has a CCW, and we got, what, I think 28 states now that are constitutional carry.
Yes, sir.
So, I mean, everybody's, you know, message me and say, hey, Todd, what's your recommendation about this holster, that holster, how you think I should wear it? Well, body style really kind of makes what direction you need to go in. So, you know, I'm a pretty thin guy and pretty athletic. You know, at a ripe old age here of 60 almost. So for me, I like appendix carry. I mean, I carry and I have been carrying appendix for probably 30 years now. I like appendix carry for several reasons. I want to be able to hide the gun. So I don't want it to print. I don't want it to be exposed. I don't want nobody to know that I'm carrying a gun. So it is the most important part for me to be able to find the right rig, but be able to find the right rig to be able to practice with. So there are the two applications that I look at is that I like to use a Kydex holster for practicing purposes. And the reason why is that I want to be able to do multiple drills when I'm on the range. So if I'm out practicing, I'm going like, okay, I'm going to come out today and I got, you know, 200-300 rounds I'm going to practice with, and I'm going to be working on my draw, but I may be working with different types of apparels. I might be have a button down shirt. I may have a t-shirt on. I could have a t-shirt and a jacket on, a light jacket on, depending on the time of the year. You know, what is your garment that you're going to be wearing? So you need to understand you got to practice with all these applications in order to be able to get your gun out without it snagging, grabbing something on the gun, whether it be the butt of the gun, whether it be now we got carry optics, which are optics on the gun. They can snag on it. You could drop the gun. So understanding how to be able to practice that and do that, you know, competitively, you know, on a regular basis for, and I tell everybody, yeah, you almost are turning into a competitive shooter because you need to be able to get the gun out and be able to fire a round off and do that under 2 seconds. So it's always my goal for people that are new that, you know, when you first start, you go slow and you just keep your finger out of the trigger. Make sure your finger's out of the trigger when you're reholstering. Because the biggest one thing about it is when we're looking at, you know, appendix carry, you don't want to point the gun back into your body in any way.
Right.
Now, a lot of people go like, hey, Todd, I'm not interested in that. I don't want to shoot anything off. I don't want to deal with that. And I'm going like, hey, I get it. I understand it. And it's not for everybody. You got people to say, hey, I prefer, you know, appendix carry behind the hip because I can cover up with a jacket. I'm not too concerned about getting out and getting in a situation where I feel like I have to draw and be able to get a shot under 2 seconds. But I have a firearm in case I need one, you know, protect family members or someone in the public or something that I may want to properly get involved in and understand where that's going to be at. So I like appendix carry. There are several companies out there that make a texture that does not have a lock on it that goes around your belt or into your pants area for appendix. So, I know, I mean, you can get them for $5 or $10, and they're very secure. They, you know, they grab the gun, but they're not really good for practicing, on a regular basis, trying to figure out how to grab your garment, how to be able to get that gun and get your hands on the gun properly. Because the key thing is if you cannot grab the gun and have the correct presentation, with back to your support hand to be able to hang on to the gun correctly, then you're going to have an incorrect grip on it and you may not be able to make a proper shot. So there's where the timing comes in play. So that's why I'll use Hydex, for my appendix carry. I don't like to sit in a vehicle with it. It's not real comfortable. But when I'm walking around, yes, I can, but most times they're a little larger, and they do print more, but it depends on the time of the year. So it's depending on the apparel that you're wearing. So if you have a button-down shirt, so I always like to make sure my button-down shirt comes down, and I will basically unlock a couple buttons on the bottom. So it allows me to be able to pull that garment up and be able to get it up into my upper chest area so it clears the firearm
right.
So I can get my thumb in behind that. So those are the key, those are a couple of key things for appendage carry.
I just went through a thing where I was overweight. And so I bought a bunch of my shirts because I was overweight. I don't like flesh showing when you're supposed to be wearing a shirt, right? I didn't want my stomach to show. So I bought a bunch of shirts that were long cut, right?
Right.
Then when I started losing weight and I lost 30-something pounds, I ran into something where I could not get the shirt out of the way fast enough to get to a gun. I tried that a couple of times when it started hanging down and draping better. And I just had to purge a whole bunch of shirts just because they were too big for me to
it is a problem. You're exactly right. And I see people that come to the range and they want, you know, they ask my advice about certain things. I was going like, hey, that's not the garment. I mean, if that's what you wear all the time, you like wearing those Hawaiian shirts and that's kind of cool and everything. But, you know, if you can't get the gun out, especially let's say if you have a appendix carry or behind the hip on deep concealment, which is inside between the pants and your body. So you always want to grab the garment wherever the gun is actually located, straight in front. I always tell everybody, grab right where the barrel is at. So if you grab where the barrel is at and you grab it up there, you will always clear it. If you're behind it or if you're in front of it, you can actually snag the butt of the gun. By snagging the butt of the gun, that actually can turn the gun and you may not be able to get it out correctly. You may be fumbling with it trying to get it in there. So the key thing is that your garment is floating away from that particular part of the firearm so you can get it out properly. So, you know, dexterity is something that, you know, people have a problem with. So you may have problems with your shoulder, elbow issues. You can't get behind the hip. So there's where the appendix carry is kind of, you know, it can be advantageous to an individual that is carrying a gun.
Yeah.
So, you know, that's where I place it at most of the time.
Well, we're coming up on the next break, and we're going to talk a little bit more about types of holsters, materials of holsters, what you think about these and what you think about those. I've got a few that I use that I'm pretty sure you're going to shoot down, but I want to hear if you shoot them down. What's your Instagram? It's at ToddJarrett186. Is that it?
Yeah, ToddJarrett.186.
ToddJarrett.186. This is where you can see all of his videos and all of his little tests and everything that he's running. All of his little detailed tests that actually are huge in what they reveal. Go check that out at Todd.186 on Instagram. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Using the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage.
USA News Update. House Democrats say it's not surprising that Donald Trump could soon be facing a federal indictment in the special counsel's investigation into the 2021 Capitol riot.
Time and time again, our focus was to seek the truth and to make sure that there's accountability.
That's Democratic Caucus Chair Pete Aguilar. The former president revealed today he received a letter telling him he's a target in the criminal investigation for his efforts to stay in power after losing the 2020 election. A heat dome is currently expanding across the southern U.S., and it's straining some power grids. Officials in California are urging residents to conserve air conditioning usage, and Las Vegas is reporting a sharp rise in AC service calls. Taco John's is abandoning its Taco Tuesday trademark. The decision comes after rival Taco Bell filed a petition in May to end the trademark after being owned by Taco John's for more than three decades. Taco John's says they don't want to pay legal fees to fight. John Schaefer, USA News.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Everyone around me seems to get sick but me. My brother got the flu twice. My mother was down with some sort of fever. People at work were taking sick days off, and others were just plain tired and run down. And me? Well, I just keep feeling great all the time with Extendivite. My grandfather used to talk about the power of garlic and other herbs he took that kept him healthy. I'm lucky. Extendivite was just what I needed to keep me healthy, and Extendivite is all natural. Extendivite was designed for the heart, but does so much more by keeping me healthy all the time. I'll take Extendivite forever. Get your two-month supply for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. My name is Rick, and you can be like me just by calling 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Attention, your money is now controlled by the U.S. government.
Picture a world where your every purchase is monitored, tracked, and controlled by those in power to suppress the freedoms of those they see fit. Hi, my name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. And right now, I've become very focused on the impending rollout of the central bank digital currency. This is not a work of fiction. It's a terrifying reality looming on the horizon. But there is a bit of good news. I've partnered with Advantage Gold to offer you a solution. They are specialists in converting your traditional assets, like those inside an IRA or 401k, into tangible assets such as physical gold and silver. Don't allow your money to be controlled. Claim your free gold protection kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000, 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor.
Call 800-900-8000.
Welcome back. Talking to Todd Jarrett. We're talking about concealed carry. We're talking, and this is all applying to the staccatos. Now, when you're doing a concealed carry, which one of the staccatos do you conceal carry? Do you conceal carry them all?
I conceal carry them all except the XL. And yes. There's plenty of guys that do the XC, which is our, you know, which is our kind of our Mercedes-Benz of our line.
Right.
So I what's so nice about those holsters that, I mean, those types of firearms and holsters, you know, they all got safety devices on. So you got to manipulate that safety. And it just really is just makes you feel safe, you know, versus putting a striker fired gun, you know, into a deep concealment holster. The key thing is, as long as you put your safety on before you put it back in, you can never discharge a firearm. So that is the cool thing about the 2011 platform that so many people love to be able to handle and enjoy shooting. So it's, you know, staccatos are just, they're just a fun gun to shoot.
Right.
So it gives you a little bit more security and a little bit more safety. And so that's the beauty behind that particular type of firearm out there. So you want me to down, maybe potentially down a couple of your, don't tell me you got some leather holsters.
Well, I do have some leather holsters, but that's not what I wear predominantly. Predominantly, I either wear Kydex or what do you think about the sticky holsters? That's the one I think you're going to be like, Bill, what are you doing?
You know what? I actually know the owner when he came out with those years ago, and I actually have a couple of them, and I do like them.
Right.
The biggest one problem is have is trying to get a lot of hardcore practice in. So if I'm out on the range and I'm working with it, that's why I typically will own multiple holsters. So if I'm working with a P, if I'm working with a C2 or even a new CS, depending on the size of the gun, I want to be able to understand how I can clear that, you know, my body, properly. So now as a gun gets longer, you have to draw the gun further out.
Right.
So let's say that you are carrying, you wouldn't want to carry an XL with a 5/4-inch barrel and, you know, an appendix carry because you're going to have to drive the gun, you know, clean up to your top of your, you know, top of your head in order to get it out, you know, versus a CS or something. So,
right. Like trying to quick draw a baseball bat out of the front.
Yeah. And that's the truth. So I have customers all the time. They call me. I'm going like, hey, Todd, I like my, my Staccatos. But I have some leather holsters for them. I said, hey, it's nothing wrong with leather holsters. I tell friends of mine that, you know, some of them have snaps on them. Some of them are, you know, don't have a snap. You just push them in it. But it's the break-in period that takes so long to be able to get them in. So they're just difficult to do a lot of practicing with. So that's why I say find yourself, you know, in the correct application. And that's where the Kydex holsters are come into play for training purposes. And once you get it, you may say, hey, this is what I want to carry all the time. And there's a lot of people that carry them. But I do like leather. Leathers, I think it's, you know, I carried a Colt, government model for years, you know, in a Galco holster and loved it. Had a snap on it, still got it. And enjoyed carrying it. It was comfortable. It happened to be outside the pants, you know, went through a belt loop. So it gave me great security and I really did enjoy that. But I just found out that I was more impressed with my speed and my consistency of drawing the gun and getting on the target, with a Kydex holster or, you know, some of these new injection molding holsters that are on the market out there.
Well, I mean, there's a lot of reasons for it. Like with the sticky holster, one thing I found with the sticky holster, with the Staccato CS, which has, it has sights designed to work with an optic, right? It's got suppressor height sights. If you take one of those that is not designed to hold a light and you try to draw with that, it's going to pull the holster up with it and the holster is still going to be on the gun. Whereas with a Kydex holster, it's going to be a clean snatch out and it's going to be clear of the holster and out and ready to go to work. And in order to use a sticky holster with this Staccato CS, I have to use one that is designed to hold a light and just not put a light on it. And then that gives me the clearance as I draw it to where it draws out clean.
Well, that's a great way of understanding how to eliminate some of those things. So, yeah, so when you are dealing, because red dots are becoming so popular on right. firearms, I am in the marketplace. So, I mean, for us, probably almost 50% of our customers now want a red dot on their gun. So yeah, so we have the backup iron sights that are on them. So for me personally, I take my front sight off. I don't have that snagging problem, but I handle a gun a lot. So I have no problem picking up my red dot.
Right.
Now you may have people go and say, well, Todd, what happens if the red dot goes out? Well, I handle a gun every single day. So whether it be a competition gun, whether it be, you know, a duty gun that I'm working with. So when I'm have a red dot on the gun, I don't have a front sight on it. That's just me personally. Some people may not have.
So do you just have it knocked off and just leave the divot up there on the front?
Yeah. Just knock it off. It's not going to hurt anything. You know, look down the front of the gun and it comes out from the left hand side. And so if you're looking down the sight, it goes out the left hand side is what it does. So I got customers who I'm seeing more and more of that because people are getting more accustomed to being able to find a red dot as if they could find their iron sights, in the past. So they're becoming more comfortable.
Are we going to see a red dot for a pistol designed the way where it has the reticle built into it and then you power it on to turn it on and, because I know a lot of people talk about the red dot with, if you know how to shoot a red dot, you really just have to put the target in the window if you've shot with a red dot enough, and it's probably going to work just about the same, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. You know, I mean, really the only thing the red dot does, the red dot is the beauty of a red dot. It extends your range of accuracy by 30 to 40% downrange.
Right.
It's what it does. So, you know, you're not lining up your backside with your front blade. Just saying, if you take a standard sight, it's basically 115,000 in width, and I put it on a target 25 yards away, it covers up about 6 to 8 inches of the target wide. A red dot is about the size of a quarter for the average size. We're talking of 4 or 6 minute dot. So we're the size of a quarter. So what does that do for you? So now you're only as accurate as the width of the front blade on the target. So you're only six or eight inches wide. You're only as accurate as the width of that front blade at distance. So now if I take that front blade and I shorten it up in half, and let's say it's only 3 inches wide, I'm going to be more accurate with it. So there's where the red dot comes in. There's where the beauty of the red dot is coming out. I mean, I just changed a battery on my red dots this morning. I was playing around. I said, God, this thing's been here for 7 or 8 months, and I use it every day, you know, 2, 3, 4 hours, at least 4 or 5 times a week. And I was going, well, it's probably time to change it out. So I just changed it out. So, I mean, if you get a custom of keeping your equipment clean, keeping your guns clean, and changing your batteries in them, you won't have a problem at all. So, I mean, very rarely do we see issues with the red dots now. They're becoming more and more bulletproof.
Right.
The industry has done a fabulous job of making these things make better and better. Do they go out? Yeah, they do go out from time to time.
Sure.
But you trust your companies that you enjoy.
Hang on for me, if you will. We're talking to Todd Jarrett and talking about guns. We're talking about concealed carry. We're talking about the various things you can do, the holsters, where to carry, this kind of thing. Red dots, which I'm surprised nowadays when I see a new gun that isn't already cut for a red dot, to be honest with you. It's become such an accepted thing. You can follow him on Instagram at toddjarrett.186. It's worth the look. The little tips here and there, well worth the look. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
When it comes to vaping, the truth can get clouded. So let's make it clear. Vaping is not safe for youth.
Because vaping can put microscopic particles into your lungs.
And dangerous things like metals into your body.
And nicotine, which can harm a person's brain development through their mid-20s.
With appealing flavors, high nicotine levels, and lots of promotion on social media.
Many kids think vaping is harmless, but it's not.
So talk to your kids about the risks of vaping.
Because when you talk, they hear you.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
All right, welcome back. We are talking with Todd Jarrett, world champion shooter and staccato pro and trainer. Are you guys going to do any training classes about concealed carry with these guns? Is that going to be something you guys work into the schedule eventually?
Yeah. The Staccato Academy, we're up and running. So we got classes going on weekly there now. So I will be, if you go to Staccato website and go to Staccato Academy, you will see we just posted some free classes that I'll be running. There are two-day classes that we'll be running in October and November. I got classes up there. So I'll be doing a red dot class, and I'm doing a shooting on the move class, which is 2 days, and then I'm doing a competition class for people intro into competition in the action shooting sport. So that'll be on there. But there are plenty of great instructors down in Texas at our new facility, which is in Florence. So we're getting ready to move into our new building here, here in just, in a few weeks. So we are getting ready to, in a few phases to get everything moved in. And we're getting ready to, crack open our new building for, our new Staccato ammo, which will be Longhorn ammo. So it'll be dedicated for, the Staccato pistol. So it'll be, amazing product that we're getting to work on. I've been working on it now for about 7 months with different types of projectiles that we're working on. So we're trying to get all the loads down. We've got some incredible accuracy that we are putting together there. So kind of look out for your new Staccato ammo, which will be Longhorn ammo here in the near future.
Getting back to red dots, you see more red dots?
I do.
Now, do they, the thing about, you're talking about batteries and everything. Now, it used to be, when they first came out, everyone that I saw, apparently, you had to take the whole dot assembly off of the gun to change the battery. Nowadays, Seymour, are they loading on the side or the top like a lot of them seem to be switching to, as far as the battery change?
Yeah, so we have two models. We actually have three models. The RTS-2 is a side compartment one, so once it stays zero, you stick it in there. So it's a bigger lens. It's really more for competition. We like them, I like them because it's a big window. It's a beautiful piece of glass in it, and you can get multi-sized dots in it. So if you want to, everything from a 1-minute dot up to a 12-minute dot and anything in between. So I kind of like that 6 to 8 minute dot. I like a little bit bigger dot I can find.
Right.
And then we have the STS, which is a smaller compact version of that, which is also a side loading for it. And then we have our new, on CSC, which is essentially, that is a lower profile one, but in order to get that lower, that battery's got to go in the bottom.
Okay.
So if you want to be able to use, and a lot of companies are doing that, and the reason why is because you're low profile, because you're trying to get their sights, their iron sights as low as possible, so you won't have that snagging issue. So,
yeah.
So that's an issue that, so we're just, you know, we're at the mercy of, you know, just the height of the electronics in there. So that's why, you'll find a lot of companies will have to be able to put that battery underneath. You have to take two screws off and put them on there. So, that's why I tell everybody, just change your batteries out every 6 months and go like, well, if I don't practice, but maybe once a month and turn my dot on.
Yeah.
Cause all these got awake, switches on the inside. So you turn it on, lay it on your nightstand. After about 4 hours, it's going to go off. It doesn't come back on until you touch it. You touch it, it comes back to its normal setting. So if it's out there for a month, it's not going to burn anything, but basically 4 hours of battery. But once you move it, that shake, feature inside allows it to come on. So you are ready to go in case you need it for any proper situation that you may have to defend yourself with. So, those are the keys to how the red dots are. So, and everybody's got their own brand that they like, and, you know, people like Ford, Chevrolet, Toyota, you know, Mercedes, Benz, whatever you like, but, it's kind of the, you know, you find the optic that you like the best. So I like it because the clarity of the red dots are nice and round. They're beautiful. They're not starry eyed. And, so that's the beauty behind the Seymour, system line. And they've been in business for over 30 years now.
Yeah.
And they have won, they have won over 90% of all the competitions, on a handgun. And then really in the last 30 years.
Well, I mean, they're the granddaddy of the red dot. I've seen them forever, without a doubt. So as you go forward in everything now, are you, on your day-to-day, on Todd Jarrett's day-to-day, when you take off and go do something, what are you likely to be carrying? What's your carry gun likely to be?
Well, I'm a fan of the CS, but I just really like my C2. My C2 is my favorite, because I got really big hands. I got big hands.
Right.
And so it's my favorite for me to carry. And, you know, it's a 17 round mag. So I can get 18 rounds in that Staccato C2. And so the CS, which is a, 16 round gun, a smaller grip for people who are looking, you know, have smaller hands or really want to conceal a little bit more.
Right.
I know that thing is a half inch shorter. So you would think a half inch is not a big deal, but it can be just enough depending on your body style and the apparel that you're wearing to keep that thing.
Well, especially when you're talking about like appendix carry, that half inch makes a big difference.
It is a big difference.
But now with the C2, the thing about the beauty of the C2, of course, is that it will take any magazine between the C2, the P, the XC, the XL. Any magazine will fit those will fit it.
That's correct.
So, and that's really, if I had to look at it, I would say that, and tell me if I'm right about this. When they decided with the CS, I remember when the C first came out, and that was like the carry gun of the year for the industry, one of the industry awards. Did they decide they wanted to have a double stack with a narrower grip than the C2 because everybody liked that deep cover C? Is that why the CS came out?
Well, it was. We definitely wanted a smaller grip is what we wanted because we got customers who have smaller hands and they felt that the larger grip, which actually was designed for the 45 ACP.
Right.
And then the 40 cal and the 38 super and 9mm. So it's a combination of all those depending on the, how it's manufactured to be able to accept those types of, cartridges. So the CS is dedicated strictly to the 9mm. So now it's shorter. So with it being shorter all the way around, so it allows us to be able to make a smaller grip. So that was the beauty and the mindset of having a dedicated 9mm because 9mm, as we well know, I would say 80% of the public now is that's the go-to cartridge. I mean, they like 9mm. The price point is where it needs to be at, low recoil, super accurate. And, you know, for defensive reasons, the bullets that they're making, with, with the federal and all these other, and CCI, You know, all these companies are making these defense rounds. They're pretty phenomenal in stopping power in the 9mm. I mean, FBI's gone to 9mm, ATF, everybody's going to, you know, 9mm with these new projectiles and the new technology for bullet configuration. So pretty damn cool what they are doing out there these days. So you check those companies out and see what they got to offer.
Now, I think, and it may have been you, they've got something else, and I don't expect you to tell me what it is, but I think that they have something, some other new iteration of something coming out in 2024. Which I'm sort of curious to see what it is because, you know, I shot the XC the other day. I've shot the P, you know, an enormous amount of times. I've shot each iteration from 2019 of the Staccato P. I'm convinced of the, if you're looking for a balanced platform and you want what exactly what you need and no more, that's it. The Staccato P is it. And you know, the various iterations of everything else, and to find out that they've got something else in the hopper is quite interesting.
Well, I can tell you, I'm waiting for 2024.
Okay. Anyway, listen,
we'll see.
We're running out of time. I want to thank you for taking the time to join me today.
Bill, I always enjoy, my friend. If you need me for anything else, I hope you, hope everybody out there listening, actually had a good time and got some out of this. And
yes,
I will see you soon, my friend.
Roger that. And check out Todd on Instagram at Todd Jarrett, JARRETT .186. You'll be surprised what you find on the, you know, normally the very frivolous and very pretentious pages of Instagram. You'll actually get some very nice nuggets of information, technique, know-how, all that other stuff. Todd throws it all out there for you. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. At MGS, we have what it takes to reinvent yourself. With a curriculum designed to balance work, family, and a gun repair education, MGS provides the gateway into one of the fastest-growing segments of the gun industry. Modern Gun School's mission is to provide high-quality distance education using time-tested materials and hands-on projects designed to develop a proficiency in both the technique and the business of gunsmithing. Go to mgs.edu. MGS Trade School. Your future is waiting.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis Quality Built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.